independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Well, I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians. Zero.
Okay. I can always speak for myself and the Russians. Zero. That's President Trump today taking questions in a Q&A after meeting with the Colombian president to talk about all kinds of stuff from Venezuela to the drug wars. And of course, the questions were about nothing that had to do with Colombia and all to do with the fact that now they've brought somebody in and they're going to investigate this Russia thing a little bit deeper, and that he felt he was, you know, blindsided by the guy that's the second in charge at the AG, Rod Rosenstein. They felt that he was blindsided by them. And it's just, this whole thing is, again, it's drama. It's crazy. But I didn't quite get that. Listen to this again. Listen to this one more time. Listen to what he's trying to say about Russia. And I'm not quite sure if he goes off script here.
Well, I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt. And there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign. But I can always speak for myself and the Russians. Zero.
You can't speak for the Russians. Zero. I think that's what you're trying to get. Think what you're picking up and putting down. He thinks it's a witch hunt. I think it's just politics, and they're not going to impeach him unless they find something completely untoward. Remember, even if you could prove something, right? Even if there's some proof of something there, how much proof are you really going to get, and how hard are you going to pursue it? There are bigger fish to fry, and there are bigger battles to fight if you're the Democrats and you view this presidency, even if he's not a part of it. And if you go and you do that and you lose, you're going to lose all your political capital in one go, right? Do you really want to do that? That's something you have to ask yourself. Are you ready to do that? Because then what's going to happen is if Pence gets in there, people are going to be over you trying to take down the other side. And if you start to obstruct and do all kinds of things like that, people are going to be like, you know what? What are you guys doing? So you have to play it carefully. So I think what they're trying to do is delegitimize the presidency that he's got. Make him the illegitimate president as far as half the country already believes, and to keep that up and to make it very tough for him to govern and to be the president of the United States. I think that's a lot of what they're trying to do.
I think it divides the country. I think we have a very divided country because of that and many other things. So I can tell you that we want to bring this great country of ours together.
Well, it's not. I don't care. Until you get us 3.5% growth and people feel comfortable in their jobs, their paychecks are a little bit bigger, they're not worried about things, they're spending more money, and the economy is on blast, until that really happens, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right? But we've got to get there. When you repeal, replace, when you build the wall, when you start to work on immigration, when you do all the things that you said you were going to do, people will slowly but surely get tired of all this kind of stuff. People are getting tired of it now. There's a lot of fatigue out there. People are kind of over this. I talk to more and more people every day that are over the fatigue, and are over this. They're fatigued. They got Trump fatigue, which I got it. I don't like talking politics 24/7. I don't. I like talking about issues in life and things that we should be working on and things that matter, I think, to us as an American, as an adult, as a father, as a man. I really think there are things out there that we should be looking at and talking about more. But this is front and center. And one of the things, Paul Ryan came out and he talked about the drama of the whole thing. And you can hear in his voice the frustration.
I just think it's very important that people know that we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And sure, drama is not helpful in getting things done, but we're still getting things done.
Yeah, you're getting things done. I get that, but nobody understands it. And people are asking, why aren't we hearing more about that? Because sex sells. Sexy sells. If it bleeds, it leads. You working on the minutiae of the day-to-day, while it's important to us and affects us a lot more, taxes and health care and all of these things, why that helps us in our day-to-day lives far more, it's not sexy, right? There's a reason people like the Kardashians. Because they're sexy. and they're a train wreck. So it's something to watch, right? There's no hot pictures of, you know, super scientist nerds out there. Very, very few of those that people are following, right? It's the Kardashians. Why? Because it's sexy. Sex sells. That's what Trump is in a lot of ways. The media, as much as they bitch about him, they don't want him gone. He gives them reason. He gives them viewership, which gives them more money. They may want him gone as far as personally how they feel about him, but the truth is, the last thing is, they don't want him gone in real life, because him going away in real life does what? Takes eyeballs off their television sets, takes clicks away from them, takes likes, takes views, which then drives the advertising revenue down, which then makes their product not as valuable. Nobody's going to tune in to watch a press conference with Mike Pence. God bless the guy, good guy, but he's not going to give you the same, I don't know what he's going to say moment. He's not. He's not sexy. That we do know. Today, people thought, what's going on here? Is this a terrorist incident taking place in New York City? Car smashes into people, wounds 23, kills one. What is this about?
I was wondering why the car is not slowing down. I didn't hear any, you know, brakes or any screeching sound.
You got Times Square? You got a car barreling through a bunch of people? Like I said, one person killed, a tourist. Her and her sister was hurt badly as well. 23 people total injured. The man was taken into custody. 26-year-old, former Navy vet, had a couple DWIs before. Not a terrorist incident, but that's the first thing that comes to your mind, because we've seen what happens in Nice and what happened in Stockholm and a few other places, and that ISIS has put out edicts to all the people everywhere. Hey, do whatever you have to do. Use a truck. Use a car. Use a motorcycle. Do what you can do for the cause. And it wasn't a terrorist attack, though. But the first thing that comes to everybody's mind, right? And we all go take our, you know, we go to our, yeah, everybody go to your corners, right? Everybody go to your corners and let's talk about this. And I've seen the pictures, man. There's a still picture, a couple of them, with the car plowing over people. And it is, and the guy that got out, the guy that they arrested, you know, he said he was hearing voices. He looked like he was amped up on meth. Maybe synthetic marijuana. Yeah. You know, you don't, just don't know what was going on, but he said that he was hearing voices, and people are saying that he told the police he wanted to die by cop by suicide. So it was a horrible incident, but it was not terror. But it doesn't mean, again, it does show you, though, the vigilance that we need to pay, you know, attention to. And, you know, you sit back and you're just like, you're on vacation, right? You're on vacation and boom. You get hit. Crazy. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And this is what you, for all the crap that we give our, you know, the NSA and Homeland Security and the FBI, if you think about it, right? And we talk about terror here because it's something to talk about, because we get threats all the time. We don't have the kind of fear and the kind of worry that other nations do. It is pretty amazing. We've had some terror attacks. But, you know, after 9/11, they have locked it down. And we've had some terror attacks. Don't get me wrong, we have. But when you look at the job that they do a pretty damn good job. And we hammer them a lot for all this stuff, you know, because when one gets by, it's a horrible situation. It's a San Bernardino. It's a Pulse nightclub. But there is only so much they can do, especially when it's a lone wolf and, you know, somebody is not even, they're acting out on their own, not even discussing things with somebody. But for all of the stuff, they do a hell of a job. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com is your email. Feel free to do that. Speaking of vacation, you go on vacation. All of us. You know, we're going to have some enjoyment here over the summer. Maybe take a week or two off. Maybe go to Hawaii, right? Maybe go take a cruise. Enjoying yourself. You lock your house. You do with a double, triple, quadruple check on everything. And you tell your neighbors, hey, see you guys in a couple weeks. They're like, have fun. And off you go. All of a sudden, though, you locked your doors. That's great. Nobody's getting in from the outside. But you don't have Simply Safe. And what Simply Safe gives you is the peace of mind that knowing on the inside should something happen. Faulty wiring. Next thing you know, there's smoke. Next thing you know, there's fire. But you don't have anybody to send the fire department to alert the necessary people that need to come and take care of the situation. And lo and behold, you lose your memories, right? That you have in the house, the pictures, your memorabilia, all those great things. And your house is up in flames. And it costs a ton of money. But if you had Simply Safe and you go on vacation and faulty wiring happens to happen, next thing you know, the fire alarm goes off, but Simply Safe with around-the-clock professional monitoring picks up. Boom. Did you hear that? Boom. Alert the right emergency people. Boom. Your house is taken care of. Wow. Enjoy your vacation. Not just from the people coming outside that may do some stuff inside your house or take some things. It's also the things that may go wrong on the inside. Simply Safe gives you round-the-clock professional security monitoring, and it's less than $15 a month. No hassle, no contracts, none of that stuff, no hidden fees. It's amazing. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning-fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today, and you're going to get my 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson. You're going to get a 10% discount for your home security system, simplysafe.com/Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
The action shows the urgency of investigating the Trump-Russia possible collusion and interfering in our election. It also recognizes the gravity of the president's abuse of power.
Yeah. So again, she is, it's never enough for her. Mueller coming in to do an independent investigation as the independent outside super double James Comey on steroids investigator, prosecutor, smurf is never enough. You need to investigate. You need to double, triple investigate. You need to go at it harder than ever. You need to go after Trump. This is what you need to do. But don't go after him too hard. Because if you go after him too hard, then they may actually impeach him. If they impeach him, they're going to put somebody else in there, and we're going to blow our credibility after anything after that. So just go at him enough to make him just plant enough seeds in people's heads, doubt that it was fixed and it was rigged and all of that stuff. And at the same time, you know, make him sweat. Ugh. Politics, man. It's politics. It is absolute politics. You get frustrated by this. Trump, what do you think of this?
I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
Really? What do you think of my new outfit?
I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
What do you think men wearing rompers?
I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
I think we all think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so. What do you think of Chelsea Manning's new look?
I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
Chelsea Manning's new look debuted today. And if you don't know who that is, that Private Manning, of course, was doing time. And as the person who gave almost 1,750,000 pieces of information to old WikiLeaks there, and sentence was commuted, appealing the sentence out now. And she debuted her new look today. Now, I'm an honest character. You know, I'm a friend of all people. I don't care if you're gay, straight, black, white, trans, whatever it is. But what I'm not going to do is pretend that you're really pretty. I'm just not going to do it. It was not a good look. I got to be honest with you. Producer Phil, I want you to get the hate mail with me. What'd you think of Chelsea's new look?
That's a man, baby.
That's a man, baby. It just didn't. Now, Anthony over here, in fairness, said, I think she looks okay. I Do not. I just don't find it. It doesn't work. And one thing Anthony did say with Chelsea Manning is, if you're going to try to have the, you know, the V-neck there, you're going to try to accentuate the girls, the low, you got to have the girls to accentuate, if you know what I mean. And, you know, just, it just wasn't. And I can, you know, you can send your hate mail to me. I'm being honest. And here's the thing. You should like that about me, because I'm not one of these kiss asses that I go, oh my God. No, it's not a good look. I'm sorry. It's not. And you know what? I like, you know, Trump, you love my look, right?
I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
Whatever. I think you're ridiculous. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I don't know what the media would do without Trump. What would they do? They'd have nothing to talk about. Because you're not going to spend hours talking about Pence. Right? You're not going to spend hours talking about, do you know what Pence did today? Nothing. He didn't tweet anything. He didn't do anything. That's why we're asking you. We don't even know where he's at. Right? Paul Ryan's just over in the corner just looking frustrated as hell. That's no fun. Right? He looks like that now. Yeah. And then you're going to lose Spicer. And that's really, although he may be, this is only Trump could do this. Spicer's out and the woman coming in, she wears the low V-neck. I'm throwing it out there. Chad, you're a horrible guy. I'm being honest again, throwing it out there. Sarah Huckabee apparently didn't pass the mustard when it came to all of that. So, but you're going to lose all the fun and the carnival-like atmosphere, and then everybody's going to be going, man, I miss Trump being around here. At least it was entertaining. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Two people died. None of which were Doris Day, who I sang a Doris Day song yesterday. Was it Doggy in the Window? We were joking around. And the minute I usually mention somebody, especially somebody who's a little bit longer in the tooth or old, if you will, or have seen their better days, they usually pass on. Luckily, Doris Day lived another day. Don't be surprised. She's the third. Chris Cornell, who was the lead singer of Soundgarden, the lead singer of Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, committed suicide overnight in Detroit. And Roger Ailes. Who, if you don't know who Roger Ailes is, he's a power broker. He was a man that was a maker of an industry. He made an industry, literally. What you see on TV in the 24-hour news cycle of people talking about Donald Trump or Bush or Obama or the news of the day when it comes to politics and pop culture, this guy made it. He built Fox along with Rupert Murdoch. Rupert said, g'day, there's some money for you. Go have fun. And lo and behold, he pushed the envelope, got it put on in New York, and the next thing you know, across the country, popped up Fox everywhere. And then CNN goes, well, we got to change. We just can't talk about the news all day, so we got to figure something out. Because they've got some news, but they've also got a bunch of opinion makers, and people are watching that. Then CNBC, then MSNBC, and then everybody in the industry became more like Fox than they did the regular old nightly news. This guy was a power broker, but with all of that, you know, that vision came a dark side, came a side of, you know, he liked the ladies. He was, as I said earlier to producer Anthony, he's a dirty old man. And that cost Fox. But if you ask Fox, Rupert Murdoch and them, was it worth it? Was it worth it, really? Was it worth billions upon billions of dollars? So they paid out 24, 35, 56, who knows how much. Some of them are sealed. We know that he gave a lot of money to Gretchen Carlson. I believe it was $20 million is what Fox paid. But he built an attitude from the top down that there was issues along the way. Bill O'Reilly, several other people that have been accused of stuff within the Fox family. But he also changed politics in a lot of ways. He went to Nixon. He said, listen here, Dick. Pay attention to this. TV's huge. You got your ass handed to you by Kennedy because they saw you sweat. Now let's use it. Every Republican president listened to him. They came to him. He was a maker of stars in the political world. If you wanted to be something on the Republican side when it came to politics, you needed Roger Ailes. It was like going and he was the godfather. And he was going to help shape you. This was even before the likes of Fox came on, which just gave him a larger platform and a quicker way to do it. But he also saw that, hey, there was an entertainment side of things. This is what his biographer, Gabriel Sherman, said about that.
He revolutionized politics. He turned it into entertainment. And Fox News sort of tilled the ground and made Donald Trump's candidacy possible.
Which is true. It did. And by the way, I was watching MSNBC when it came on today. I was watching Flip Back Forts with that and Mike waiting for, I used to watch Dan Patrick in the morning and I wanted to see what the morning show was on. And it came across that Roger Ailes had died and he's only been removed from Fox for the last 6 months. There was the fight between the sons as Rupert Murdoch turned over the company to his sons and Ailes. And they felt that, you know what, there's a lot of bad blood and he was hated by a lot of people. Bill O'Reilly just came out and said he was hated by a lot of people and that's what eventually killed him. Now, what eventually killed him is he fell in the bathroom and the shower and hit his head and he had a bleed in his brain. He went into a coma and he died. There's no doubt that he was hated. But everybody sitting around that table in Morning Joe today, from Chris Matthews on, all said the same thing. If it wasn't for that guy, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. If it wasn't for that guy, we wouldn't be right here. There wouldn't be these political pundit stars. He created an industry, and he made politics an entertainment and a game that we watch in a lot of ways, comparatively to a bunch of old stuffy men, you know, writing articles or talking on the television for 5 or 10 minutes with no argument going on, or a one-off where you sit down with somebody and you have a discussion, and it's a 20-30 minute thing, and it goes away, and you don't hear anything else. But he's had troubles. He had a dark side to him, and that was, he liked the ladies and he liked to use the power to influence them and maybe therefore get something from them because they wanted something from him. And he had struggled over the last several months.
He was in the last months living in exile in Palm Beach, had sort of reclused himself, cut himself off from most of his friends, was not in touch with Trump and the sort of big Republican power brokers that he used to be.
And they used to come to him. But like everything else, he was, at this point in time, somebody that people were shunning away. The world had started to move by him. Social media had come in. He didn't quite understand that. He knew the power of television, and he knew it was probably never going to go anywhere, but he didn't understand the way that people are consuming the news and getting their message across, because he used to be able to control the message, and he controlled it from top down. But he did have that dark side, and you can't have one without the other when you talk about it. You can't just talk about it and praise him because there were issues. There were absolute issues when it comes to him. But you can't just sit here and say he was the worst human being on earth and not mention all of the other things he did. But you can't talk about, hey, look at all the things he did in life, but we're not going to talk about that. You have to put the two together. And Roger Ailes, again, 77 years old. But to show you the influence he had, Fox is now third in the ratings. They were first in the ratings from the day he put it on till the day he left. And since then, they have collapsed. Little something to think about. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You know, I've got a son, 7 years old, Jack, we love. It's my greatest achievement in life. I one day hope to be even bigger than I am now. And I'm not talking about my waistline. grow the show. I want to do a lot of things, writing books, the whole nine yards. But my greatest achievement is my son. And he goes to school every day, and we're very blessed because he has the opportunity that he doesn't have to worry about things, right? You know, his mom and I, we aren't together, but I make sure that he has everything he needs, and so does his mom. And again, we're very blessed. But there's a lot of kids out there that struggle. And this dad named Jeffrey Liu, he started a crowdfunding because he was worried about what he was perceiving to be a bunch of lunch-shaming situations. Because kids don't have money for school, you know, and they don't have money to go in there and pay for lunch. And as we all know nowadays, you know, you bring in your own lunch. God only knows what will happen because you may have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and there may be somebody in the school who's allergic, so they'll take it away from you. So you have to buy your lunch sometimes. Some of these kids, their parents don't have it. And it's a struggle. So he started this, and I found this to be a very interesting thing because I don't think kids should be without food. I don't. I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. I'm a human being that's very blessed, that works hard. But, you know, I don't want a kid to sit there while their kids are eating and not have anything.
Has started a GoFundMe page to help the district pay down school lunch debt and what he calls lunch shaming when kids can't afford to pay for their meals. Now, the debt adds up when students get into negative balances. Elementary school students get emergency food if they owe $15, but only for 3 days. Now, the rule is the same for middle school students, except when they're cut off, that's when they owe $10. High school students don't get a break at all. If they owe money, they don't get any food.
It's tough. You know, now here in California where I live, everybody gets food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for, you know, in a lot of schools. They give you everything. Some kids don't even have that. They don't even have dinner. I've been poor before when I was a kid. It was feast or famine with my father. Here's a story. One time when we were so poor. How poor were you? We had popsicles for dinner one night. That's it. We had like 4 popsicles. And my mom and my little sister and I ate it. Sucks. Does. I couldn't imagine Jack going to school and not having food. And I like what this guy has done, this Jeffrey Liu. I think it's kind of, you know what? This is, you know what's great about this? There's also no government involved in this. He's going out and asking people, hey, go to the GoFundMe account, throw some cash in there. Let's pay these kids off. Sans the government. Let's do it ourselves.
It broke my heart. It's awful. I always think that, you know, I always feel that no child should ever go hungry due to not having money. Because, you know, they're children. They can't work. Some don't even know what concept of money is.
Well, they can work in other countries. Not in this one. But he's right. And I like the fact that he took it upon himself to do it. I think it's a good story. You know, we hear all the negative stuff. We hear all the horrible stuff. And you know what? I'll get that text message from that person. If you can't afford kids, you shouldn't have it. You know what? I think, shut up. This isn't about the parents. This is about the kids. I get those all the time. If you can't, just shut up. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know. But I like the fact that it has nothing to do with the government. Do it yourself. I think it's a great message. I really do. I really do. And whenever I ask those people, and they'll send me a text message or whatever, and they'll say, well, you should, and I'll say, what? Should we let the kids starve? Is that what we should do? No, we shouldn't. And if you've got the means to throw $100 into something and it's going to pay off 10 or 15 kids, you know, debts, and they're going to have a chance, you know, hopefully their mom and dad, maybe they're just going through a tough time. They're going to have an opportunity to get money. It's going to be fine. Why not? Right? You know how much money I waste getting food because I don't have a – I was talking about that today. I don't have a kitchen because I live so simplistic, like a monk. But I probably waste – God only knows – how much money do you think I waste, Producer Anthony, getting my drinks? Because I get my lemonade and my iced tea. Honestly, I'd say 15, 20 bucks, not maybe a day, 10, 15 bucks a day, 20 bucks. I don't know. A couple times I go and 7 days a week too. So you're probably looking at, what, $400 or $500 a month, if not more than that? $450 a month. What if I say, hey, I'll throw $100 in there? You know? I could probably do without the iced tea or the lemonade. Maybe I'll have water. Stop being a human being. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Simple and easy. That's all you got to do. Text us. Tell us how we're doing. Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Well, I respect the move, but the entire thing has been a witch hunt, and there is no collusion between certainly myself and my campaign, but I can always speak for myself and the Russians. Zero.
Trump today, witch hunt. Feeling a little witchy. Drama. America, you asked for this. You wanted this. Now, you didn't want this in particular. You know, you thought he would come in, he would shake things up, he'd fire some people. Maybe he'd be a little bit more presidential. But you wanted something different. You got it, right? That's the thing. You don't know what you're going to get. One minute, he seems like a guy that's that is handling business. The next minute, he's causing drama. He's caused a lot of his own headaches, but I think some of that's by design. The headaches that he has that we think are headaches and that the outside world, for him, may just be, this is life. I like this. I think he thrives on chaos. I think he loves the chaos. I've said all along, he loves making people uncomfortable. He doesn't care what side of the aisle you're on. He is going to cause chaos. He wants to be the eye of the storm, the center of the tornado, and he wants it to be called, hey, here comes Storm Trump. That's what he wants. But America, you wanted something different, and you got it. He's the most interesting. I'm not going to deny the fact that there has been a witch hunt by the Democrats and that the media wants him ousted and that they can't stand him. Some of which he does to himself, 30% of it, makes it worse and or starts something that doesn't need to be started. But 70% of it is these people just don't like who he is as a human being. Fair enough. But this is what America wanted. Trump was going to shake things up. Lo and behold, Trump is shaking things up. Maybe not the way that people thought. But he doesn't do things the way that people think. Every time people thought he was done, he wasn't done. Every time somebody thought for sure there's no way that he can get away with this because no other politician would get away with something like this while he was on the campaign trail, lo and behold, he got away with it. America wanted a change, and this is what you've got. He's our president. I want him to succeed. I still think there's big successes in the future. And his administration. But don't think that once he gets through this, that at any time after that, it's going to be smooth sailing. And eventually, this chaos will become the norm for people around there, or they'll just have to leave. But this is what America wanted. Or at least half of America. They wanted something different, and they got it. But with different comes things that aren't normal. And that most people aren't used to. And I think it's still taking even us some adjustment period that, hey, he does some things that are a bit out of left field. And a bit out of right. Sometimes out of center. Sometimes from the pitcher's mound. Sometimes he's a catcher. Sometimes he plays second base and first base at the same time. And every time you think you got him figured out and he's down and out and everybody's getting ready to celebrate on the left side of the aisle in the media, he pivots, he weaves, he bobs, and the next thing you know, he is untouched and in a better position. This is what we got, America. This is what we wanted. And we're going to have another 4 years of this, maybe potentially another 7 years of this. Hope you're ready for it. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Leave you on this one. Kentucky girl leading her Girl Scouts, Leanne Vick, 26 years old. She was arrested on Monday. She stole some cookies, a lot of them, $26,000 worth of cookies. She's been charged with a felony. And I don't think you have a bad rep when you go to prison and they're like, what are you in for? You're like, murder. What are you in for? I stole cookies. Excuse me? You did what? I stole cookies.
Chad?
So you're the cookie monster. Yes?
She stole 26. That's 6,500 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. She did not eat them all. She wanted to win really bad. She didn't win, by the way. She lost, as did everybody else. Solid fun show today. Check us out across all mediums of the world of Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy as that. For Phil, for Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.